Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus. We're here every week to talk about stuff, also things. This week's things and stuff include toys and movies, so let's start with movies. Last week at the box office, Evil Dead was number one with $25.8 million. It was followed by G.I. Joe Retaliation, dropping to number two with $20.9 million. The Croods with $20.7 million. Jurassic Park and IMAX Experience, $18.6 million. And Olympus Has Fallen, $10.2 million. New this week, Scary Movie 5, 42, To the Wonder, and other films in limited release. In the news, a Shining prequel is being written by The Walking Dead's former showrunner, Glenn Mazzara. Kung Fu Panda 3 is happening, with Rebel Wilson, Bryan Cranston, and others supplying voices, including a lot of returning cast members. Arrested Development Season 4 will drop on Netflix May 26. Luke Evans has been cast as Dracula in the new Universal movie Dracula Year Zero. Christopher Nolan, of Batman and Inception fame, will be doing a sci-fi movie called Interstellar. Anne Hathaway and Matthew McConaughey are set to star. It involves wormholes. New at Entertainment Earth. We've got new Doctor Who and Mega Bloks items. Check our website for an exciting Doctor Who Mego compatible Biff Bang Pow TARDIS playset, as well as dozens of new Mega Bloks sets from a variety of hit video games and other fine licensed properties like Hot Wheels. Check them out today at entertainmentearth.com. Or don't, but please do. In toy news, Siloff.com has a new gallery showing customized action figures, but here is the kicker. It's Star Wars mashed up with Russ Meyer's Faster Pussycat Kill Kill. It's called Faster Empire Strike Strike, and they were commissioned by the great Patton Oswalt. Do be sure to check those out. Gentle Giant announced a bunch of new stuff this week, including Jumbo, Kenner, Forlom, and Dengar figures. Forlom, of course, being Zuckus, depending on your age. We also saw a new Grand Admiral Thrawn mini-bust, a Snowspeeder Luke Skywalker mini-bust, a Hobbit Goblin King bust, and a Walking Dead Daryl Dixon mini-bust. It's a good batch. You should check it out. Collecticon.org posted the first ever pictures of Transformers Prime Beast Hunters Voyager Megatron Sharkticon this week, just hours before we posted the pre-order for the toy at Entertainment Earth. It's in Wave 4, and we'll be there with Grimwing and Optimus Prime and other exciting characters. He looks kind of like a Seacon, the Megatron, and I kind of like that. I'm really excited. NECA will be doing a life-size stunt puppet prop replica of E.T., the extraterrestrial of his adventures on Earth. It's big and impressive and $250, and it's due later this year. If you like the Gremlins, you'll probably like the E.T., in terms of product-ishness, movies are a little different tonally. But I guess they do both come from Steven Spielberg, so that's a similarity. Anyway, Pop Vinyl Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are up for pre-order with pictures. All four green teens, Shredder and Splinter, are based on the 1980s cartoon series. So Shredder's got silver mask and helmet. And this one actually has a shirt, unlike the Playmates figure, which I appreciate. Iron Man 3 LEGO sets are in stock and shipping now. We also have some Lone Ranger sets, including a train and a stagecoach, which are really cool Western sets. Actually, they're all really cool Western sets. There hasn't been a new Western LEGO theme in years, so this is a good batch to look at and buy. I mean, you can look at it and when you buy it, but it's worth buying. DC Collectibles will be doing Bombshells Poison Ivy. It's a statue that's basically Betty Page meets Poison Ivy. Worth seeing. Search on Poison Ivy Bombshells or just Bombshells on Entertainment Earth. We added a picture for Walking Dead 4 action figures from the TV show. You will want to check that out, I assume. Walking Dead this year, I don't think it's a trade secret to tell you, probably one of our hottest themes. I don't have exact dollar amount numbers in front of me, so I can't say that I'm right. So I don't think I'm giving out anything too secret. But Walking Dead's a really big deal right now. It's a constant great seller. The Daryl and Merle 2-pack is doing spectacularly. I really, really hope you pre-ordered it if you intend on getting one. And I promise to stop making puff noises into the microphone. I gotta get a pop filter. I don't know what a pop filter is, but I have to get one. Anyway, that's all for this week. I think, yeah, that's it. We got a lot of stuff in the podcast notes, so go to the website and see pictures of all this great new stuff. And listen to our other shows and tell a friend. I gotta stop recording so I can go to lunch. See you guys next week. This is Adam Paula signing off. Check me out on Tumblr or see us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, Pinterest, presumably Fancy. I don't know. We're everywhere. Goodbye.